Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Have you ever wondered if you're on the right track or if you're living your purpose, or have you ever wondered what your purpose is? Have you ever gone down a path in your life and found yourself, you know, just really unhappy and sort of pushed back another direction? Well, Bill and I have, for sure. And we often get asked, like, how did our business start, Cogno Movement? How did we meet? And we share this long, circuitous story. So we've always said that this work was ordained, that it was created in the stars. Well, now we know for sure. For fun, Bill and I both had ChatGPT do a Vedic astrology reading. And wow, was it revealing. That was fun, Bill, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh. In a word, shocking. Absolutely shocking that the information that it came up with about, you know, our lives and this work, which it knew nothing about the work, but yet all the things that we are, and the different, even down to the different functions that we play in the business. We play different roles. And those, down to the different roles and the different nuances. I mean, how can you possibly even know this? But, you know, it turns out, you know, years ago, I had heard about these, you know, you got to go to India and you go in the Himalayas and there's going to be a guy and you're going to talk to the guy and he's got a book and he's going to tell you everything, you know? And I'm like, damn, I want to go to India. That'd be so cool. You know, I've heard about this. They have actual books. And I was like, man, it's hard to believe that there's information like that out there. Well, anyway, I didn't really understand what was going on. It turns out that beyond all of the other methods that are out there for astrology, the Vedic is the gold standard. They, you know, beyond, you know, the standard United States astrology or the Kabbalah or the, you know, the Chinese, the I Ching, all these different systems. But they utilize the location that you were born and the exact time. Now, if you don't have the exact time, then it's all messed up. You know, it's like worth nothing. And so, so that's how it ends up being so, so darned accurate. Liz, why don't you tell them a little bit about your reading and what came out of it for you?
Well, first I have to say to everybody, you know, the astrology thing has never been something I've been interested in.
Me too.
It's a lot of math, for one, but I also just, I don't know. It just wasn't my thing. You know,
but I think, Liz, you know, you brought up a good point. I didn't know astrology was math. I thought it was just like, oh my gosh, I feel this way or that way. It's actually, this is mathematical calculations. I had no idea that this thing is all math.
Well, and I'm sure that anybody who does astrology out there is so offended right now that we had ChatGPT do it. But someone gave us this idea and said, you know, because it's calculations, because there's all these pieces to put together, that ChatGPT, and we have the deep thinking function, has the ability to pull all of that and put it together. Now, you know, probably the interpretation might be different than an experienced, seasoned astrological, you know, chart reader. But what Bill and I found is it was crazy accurate about the work that we do. That was the part that was so interesting, right? So we do always get this question because Bill and I, we have no business knowing each other. You know, we live in different states. You know, we don't run in the same circles at all. But the minute that we made contact with each other and we started working, this work started to come to life. And it's so important that we both, I think, recognized that it was the purpose. It was our ultimate purpose outside of our families, that this is why we came, you know, to the planet. And I remember, you know, watching Oprah so many days back in the day, Oprah would just give me so much angst. She was always doing the self-help stuff. And they would talk about being on purpose. I'm like, but I don't know what my purpose is. And that was never the truth. I just didn't know how it would play out. It didn't make sense to me how it would play out. Like my life at the time when I was so angsty about it, I wasn't there yet. Like the things had not fallen into place yet for this work to happen. And I have always said from the beginning too, that it happened at exactly the right time when the world was ready for it. Two, 10 years before, I don't think it would have hit the same way. Science hadn't caught up yet to so many things, right? Mm-hmm. They have now. Mm-hmm. People hadn't gotten to the place where working through the nervous system and the way we do would have been something anyone could even understand. Mm-hmm. And now they do. So it was like exactly the right time. And so I realized that everything I'd done before that built up. I learned skills, right? I learned methods. I'd gotten education that all built. And if I had missed even one of those things, we would be missing pieces of our business, mm-hmm. right? But right. All of that didn't really come to light until it actually happened. So I think why I'm saying all this, for people out there who feel like they don't know their purpose, yes, you do. It just hasn't fallen into place yet. You do know. It's that thing underneath that you secretly know about yourself, right? And your problem is you just don't know how it's going to play out. Well, so now we know how this played out. And because of this Vedic astrology reading, Bill and I are like so much more certain now than ever that this is exactly what was supposed to happen. And it was literally written in the stars, right?
Yeah, it's shocking. And as we were talking off camera, one of the effects of getting, you know, this done was, oh my God, you know, very much clear. You know, I knew I was supposed to do this. Yeah, I knew it, but you know, there's always a shiny, bright thing. You know, it's like, hey, look over here. You know, get distracted. You know, and there's things, there's reason that things, certain things do not happen in your life. And because they're not part of your mission, as hard as you try,
yeah, that stinks.
As much as you want, you know, oh, that's going to be really fun, but it's not your mission. And, you know, so, you know, surrendering to your mission and with that, everything gets easier and you have more joy. I mean, I tell people all the time, I say, you know, Liz and myself, we do not like our work. We love our work. It is a joy for us. It invigorates us. It's exciting. It's fun. It gives us energy. It gives us joy, you know. It so anyway, it's it was just so interesting that it's actually written in the stars. And I'll read my headline. It says this headline is the headline is "Who is this person in one sentence?" And by the way, I don't know any about planets and stuff, you know. So like they say Cancer and Mercury, and I always leave that out because I can't with the planets and you know the what's behind what and where and so anyway, I'll leave out the planets here, but it says basically a restless, brilliant mind and a life path that keeps pulling them in the direction of deep transformation. That makes me want to cuss because I'm not even, thanks a lot. That was a great plan. But he said, here it is. They are built to turn chaos, fear, trauma, secrets, and stuck patterns into clarity, strategy, healing, and power.
Yeah, I mean that explains what Cogno movement is. Also, I want to say that for everyone out there who's like feel like they missed their mission, for Bill and I, this started later in life for sure. You know, it everything built into that point. For Bill, he's talking about transformation, but that also didn't happen for you until later in life. But when it did happen, it was super sped up. Like some people search and seek their whole lives. You were kind of like, all of a sudden, there was a point where you put your attention on it, and then whammo, you know, it was fast and furious, you know, the awakening that happened. For me, it was different because it really has literally been my whole life. That's who I am as a human. So, but finding the right path for the true mission didn't happen until I think I was 48, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I was 48 when we met. Anyway, so if it hasn't happened yet, don't give up because, you know, it's there. It may just be that things have not aligned yet. Also, I want to say that so many of our practitioners, when they find this work and other people who are just using it, they'll say it feels like it clicked for them. Something clicked into place. The thing I've been looking for my whole life, I found it. I found the way to create the change I've been seeking because some of us live our whole lives seeking for an answer, but an answer to what, right? You're reaching for the transformation, but the transformation is not really the thing you're looking for. It's a life that you want to lead because of that transformation, right?
Right.
There's something you want to do. So at some point, it's not that you stop learning, but at there becomes a point when the seeking is for a purpose and that purpose starts to unfold. That's when you know you've found your answer. And so many people say when they find this work, that is what happens next.
Right.
Everything opens and unfolds. And many of our practitioners, it's like the life they were intended to live started the minute they found this program. And they are living the lives that they intended to now.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, it's I guess, you know, one of the interesting things is that if your life is filled with resistance, which mine was, you know, I was not on my purpose. I was doing a job that I hated. I hated it. I resented it. I didn't like it. I was generally angry but it was n a necessary part of the buildup. You know, a transformation requires, you know, you to be off purpose, if you will, you know, and so that you can go through, you know, an awakening. But the great news is that by running this type of report for yourself, you might open you up to, well, gosh, it seems as if this area might be of interest to me, and kind of consider delving into whatever that is. I'll give you a few more lines. This ridiculous. Go ahead, Liz.
Let's take our first break and we'll start with that in the next segment. Okay, hold on. All right, let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network. And when we come back, we'll delve into what these Vedic readings actually say. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, and we're back. We are talking about Bill and I did Vedic readings on ChatGPT, and they were very revealing. Okay, Bill, read what the next line.
Oh, well, there. Okay, there was a couple of them, and there's so much here that. But so I'm just going to tell you one of them. One of them was, it called out. This is so ridiculous. If you know me, my prior life, I did not want anybody looking at me. I don't want you to ask me about what I had for lunch. I don't want you to know anything about me, where I live, what I like, what movie I went to, any, didn't matter what. And don't look at me too. Just, I wanted the world to just go away. Matter of fact, my favorite book when I was a child, I was like 8 or 9 years old, it was called My Island. And it was about a guy that became a hermit on an island in the South Pacific, and he lived there by himself. Anyway, the reading says your mission is not to be seen, but to be seen after transformation.
It says that?
It said that, not to be seen, but to be seen after transformation. And
that
then,
is funny.
I mean, that is so me. It basically talked about there's a few different ones of these, but real power comes from what you can face: fear, grief, trauma, shadows, and taboo topics. Leadership often happens, quote unquote, behind the scenes or in a moment of crisis. Identity gets redefined through endings and rebirths with kind of multiple lifetimes within a lifetime. So
yeah.
I had, you know, I had two different lives, or actually, you know, the theme to become someone whose presence reorganizes the room because you've mastered the deeper layers. It basically talks about this is very cognitive movement here. The career and calling, get this, healing modalities, traumatic stress work and somatic psychology. What the hell? Research, investigation, strategy, intelligence, crisis response, tech that changes outcomes. It also, another part of this said, it was trauma to transformation work. Like, I mean, it's not talking about geology or archaeology.
Yeah, right.
Or you know, or working in high tech, or you know, I mean, how oddly specific.
Yeah, it's crazy, oddly specific. So on mine, it's like one of the lines is that the career paths, like what are your best career paths? And it says strategy, teaching or mentoring, leadership, healing work, and transformation work. You know, creative intensity, research, which is, I mean, that is what we are constantly doing, crisis navigation, and entrepreneurship, right? Like, yes. So it's one or more. And literally my list is all. They're all what we do. You know, there's not one piece of it. It's all the pieces of it.
Yeah. You know, Liz, not some people don't know this about Liz, but Liz was out there before Cognitive Movement doing, she had one of the world's biggest cake decorating YouTube channels, 100 million, get this, 100 million views, 100 million views. And she was producing and editing videos. And what did we need? Producing and editing videos. And I mean, it's a remarkable kind of buildup to this, and it, you know, in basically her entrepreneurship.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. Everything that I did before that allowed us to do not just this, not just the creating of a very, very unique modality, you know, the education pieces that had to come with that, and, you know, all the learning in that area, but things like being able to edit, produce and edit videos, you know, how to build a course, you know, I could build a website, you know, a little bit, not great, but I did it, you know, our first one. So there were these pieces that I needed to be able to have to build a business. You know, one of the other things was, you know, I owned car dealerships. I've shared that with people before, but in car dealerships, I was helping our salespeople remove neurological blocks. I wouldn't have called it that then, but it's exactly what it was to the sales program. So each and everything adds up to what we're doing now. That's why it was written in the stars. We had to have certain things to get there, and each of us had to. So you know, that's the interesting part. So also on career path, here's teaching, advising, healing, guiding, transformation, research, again, which is such a big part of what we do, communication, psychological depth, right? All of them are here. Strategist, coach, guide, healer, therapist, educator, content or message architect. I mean, think about that.
Content or message architect. Can everybody... Yeah. Like, I mean, mind-blowing. Really, seriously, mind-blowing.
Yeah, investigator, which is a huge part of what
that's all
do.
You, I mean, you're, that's, you're, I mean, that's you.
That's kind of my life. Specialist practitioner, Transformation-focused creative work or spiritual work?
Of all things. Think about that. You know, it's not, you know, it's not like, oh, you know, language studies, you know, you name it, you know, mathematics, nothing.
All the million things that are available out there. That's, like I said, most people do really know their mission, and the kinds of things they choose have something to do with that. Even maybe on the surface, it doesn't. But never did it occur to me to be an astronaut. Not even one time, right? Mm-hmm. It never came into my vicinity. You know, never did I want to be, let's say, I don't know what, I never wanted to be a medical doctor, even though I knew that I had a great aptitude for healing. Like, one of the things that I learned in depth as from a child, I just picked it up naturally, is homeopathy and naturopathy. But I never wanted to be a naturopath. I did consider it, but it wasn't the right fit. It wasn't creative enough. I knew, well, first of all, I'm not good at following rules, but I knew that everything I'd learned so far had a limitation that I kept bumping up against. So I knew there was something more than that, right? You know, so something kept pushing me. And for you, if you're listening, you may be in that same place. Like, you do know the direction you're going, but there are things that are completely outside your vicinity that never come up, but there are things that do, and they're going to be close, but you'll know if they don't fit because it feels like your underwear's too tight. Like, literally to me, that's exactly what it feels like. You know how your underwear doesn't fit? You're pulling it out of your butt all day. It's kind of like that. Something doesn't fit. You're uncomfortable. And so you know that you need to keep looking for the next thing, moving down the path. Here's something, Bill, on the opposite side of this that is so funny about this reading. It actually talks about doing what we do, but in a non-sentimental way, which is so me. Like, I'm not a sentimental, so not fluffy. This person is not a fluffy leader. Their best leadership style is protective, competent, high standard, strategic, emotionally aware, but not sentimental. And that is true. I think I look at things in a non-sentimental way so that I can have real clarity, real emotional clarity, I think. Do you think that's funny, Bill?
That is funny, because that's so you.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay, here's one from mine. And this is, by the way, I did a one where I put in the exact latitude, longitude. You know, I knew the hospital I was born in, so I went and got and you can do this on Google Maps. You can find the lat long for the hospital. You know, so it's exact. Instead of it just being the entire city, which may be, you know, 100 miles square. So you can find the exact point. Anyway, there's a few things that it added. And it was like, the growth is learning when your intuition is truth. And when it's attachment, pattern recognitions, it's basically attachment, plus pattern recognition running ahead of the evidence.
Oh, interesting.
And how many times, Liz, have you and me, like, you know, what we have is, intuition running ahead of the evidence. And then after the fact, we now do research and we're like, oh, well, this has actually already been researched and there's evidence as to why it works. We knew it works. Our intuition said, do this.
Yeah.
And we did it and it worked. And then we find the evidence for, you know, the research, you know, that's been done on it.
Yeah. And that's why I said the timing has to be right. If we'd done this 10 years before we did, that all of the evidence wouldn't have been there. I mean, there are things like PET scans that can now scan the brain. And one of the things that we knew instinctively and also knew from the way the eyes move, to a lot of our work has to do with the way eyes move, that an emotional trauma looks just like a physical concussion on the brain. Now with PET scans and Dr. Daniel Amen, there's proof of that. So because Bill and I are not doctors, we don't come from a medical background, a lot of the things that we do, had there not been the ability to back them up with science, it would have likely been disregarded. Because there is scientific backup now, our work is being studied academically. I think if it had happened before, when that the science had not caught up yet, it wouldn't have happened in this way. We wouldn't have been able to get the message out there like we do now. So timing really is important. And I have to say to everybody listening, I hate that more than you can imagine. I am so impatient. I want it to happen now. And in my life before with Cogno Movement, I was impatient for this to start happening. And it felt very uncomfortable, like that underwear too tight thing. But the minute it started, it caught my attention in a way nothing ever had, right? We have been really investing all of our time and energy for the last 10 years straight, 7 days a week, most of the time, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it is. That's how it is. Read you a few more. This is from the exact latitude, longitude. And this one is stated as the true signature of your life, blah, blah, Aquarian house, blah, 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 planets, transformation ending slash rebirth, trauma to wisdom, psychology, taboo truths and hidden mechanics. And basically it said that I am to get the hidden mechanics and these taboo truths simply explained out to the masses. And that's what we're supposed to do.
Yep.
And we're supposed to be helping people. And I was and it was funny because, you know, we now have 12 episodes on Gaia. And every single one of them has that one thing in common. Some taboo or hidden mechanic that is revealed to the public and given to them to dispatch it out to the world. And I've said this before, is I think the reason that more and more of these epiphanies come to Liz and myself is that we put them out there. That, like, we reveal them and we put them out there, which is our mission, right? We're out there supposed to be putting this out there for humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's another one that I find interesting in mind. You're talking about that, doing the work and the way we do, the research that we do, you know, blazing forward in things that, you know, really, we don't have any reason to be doing that, the background. So, and being non-sentimental about it. So mine says that it also means that there has to be discernment. Discernment is essential, that it can create a huge vision. So this career, this person, meaning me, grows best when inspiration is paired with clean execution. And so because I drive a lot of the education that we give to our practitioners, there's this clean execution. I'm always trying to bring everything back into line. Isn't that funny that it says
she's doing that? It's written in the start. It's so weird. You know, Liz, my experience, because I experienced Liz, I'm not Liz, I experienced Liz, you know, and so my experience of Liz is very like, you know, because I'll come up with some, you know, like, we could do this, you know, and let's share this and let's put that in there and let's put more and more and more of this and that. And she's like, no, we must, you know, go, you know, step one, two, three. And she has it planned out to the minute. Like she'll say, oh, no, we've got 8 minutes. And then it's this. And we can't fit that in. We got to do something else. So it's very decisive, very clean, very, very well organized. But this one right here, get this, right in that same line, what do they call it here? It says true signature life. When I put in the lat long, it adds systems, innovation, community impact, unconventional method.
It just couldn't be more clear, right?
Yeah. Like, doing healing work, that is of those. And there's lots of people that are going to be healers that are going to be, traditional methods, like a brain surgeon, heart surgeon, yeah. Traditional medicine. But yeah. No, it had to be innovative. It had to be unconventional. We have a community. That's what we have, the Cognitive Movement community. So it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. Let's take our next break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of these other pieces. So there's the big mission, and for us, that would be the creation of Cognitive Movement. But what are some of the little things within that made this thing go? We've already talked about some already, but as you think about what your mission is, think about some of these other pieces that add up to it. So let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, and we are back. We were talking about the fun Bill and I had having ChatGPT do our Vedic readings and all of the ways that it added up to the work that we do together is written in the stars, down to the different pieces and roles that we play in the work. So here's some interesting things. So there's pieces here that add up to some of the underpinnings, right? So it says that the work for me is better for, you know, when there's visibility, which we have to have for this work, support, audience growth. Think about that. Like profitable alliances we've need to have, teaching, beauty and brand refinement. We've had to do that. Mission-driven work, attracting the right people, and work that blends message with emotional or spiritual resonance. I mean, that is so specific, right?
It's oddly specific.
Yeah. And so it says this chart is much stronger with work that includes authorship, expertise, strategic depth, influence, meaningful service, and some degree of independence. Now, that may be where it got it wrong, Bill. It's not some degree of independence. It's all the independence. Yeah. My motto is to not boss me. So, okay. So what's interesting about this for everybody listening is, what are the things that you already have that you're great at? There's probably a whole list of things that are very unique to you and the human that you are that will become part of your mission. And I think that's where the frustration comes in. I know it did for me, because I knew I wasn't on purpose. I knew I wasn't doing the work I was meant to do. But now I understand that each of the things I did, including cake decorating, which I was very good at but hated, was essential to be ready to do what we needed to do, you and I, Bill, and we needed to do it quickly. Like, there wasn't time for us to go back and learn those things, right?
Right. Yeah, it had to be quick, and we had to get on it. And yeah, it's kind of crazy. Gosh, I love that. You know, in the thing that is shown up in both of our charts is, like, it's a healing modality that is, you know, creating change at the causal level. You know, that it's not fluff. It's, you know, it's not motivation or trying to convince you to think a different way. It's at the causal level where you're not trying to think a different way. You just do, because it's literally affected the underlying mechanism. And this is called out in both of our charts. And the other thing about it is meaningful work is what they, you know, that which it is. That's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, on mine, it is just, as in bold, spiritual or mission-driven work. However, our work is exactly what you said, Bill. It's very, very straightforward. It does the work that it needs to do so that you can go do whatever else you want in your life, right? It's not the kind of work that you need to practice 1,000 times a day, sit in meditation, learn some new framework, practice it, become part of a group. You really don't have to do any of that. All you have to do with the work that we created is know how to access your nervous system and create change so that all the things in your life that have dragged you down, you can literally delete those out of your story one at a time, right? It's very spiritual in that it can massively open your consciousness, right? But it's not spiritual in the way that you have to learn a new system of spirituality to get growth from it. It is, I don't know the word I'm looking for. I want to say that it's clean of that. You know, it's clean of having to adopt some kind of an ideology to be able to create real and lasting change and then go on and do whatever else you want. Like, I think it's an and in life for life.
Yeah. And you know, and that's different. You know, the way I always like to explain it is, for example, you know, across all religions, across the entire world, every single different system in every single country, they all the spiritual texts talk about forgiveness. And it's always a struggle for people, but with cognitive movement, the thing I always love to say, from a very practical standpoint, who's the easiest person in the world to forgive? It's somebody that you feel nothing about. You've processed whatever that trauma was around it, and you're like, oh, of course I forgive you. Yeah, no big deal.
You know, I'll tell a quick story about that. We just had somebody who was very, very, very stressed at work, very stressed at work. They have a lot of responsibility, you know, just a lot of responsibility, and they work a lot of long hours, and they're really very dedicated to what they do, and they want to do a great job, but they were so stressed, they started to be sick. You know the type, you know, it's so important to you that your body just cannot live up to the kind of energy that you're expending. And so this person did one Cogna movement session and the next day had a really, really, what would have been a terrible day, something that would have just taken them to their knees. And they said, you know, it was okay. I just wasn't attached to it. I could see the bad day happening. I could see the things that were going on. He said, no, I just was not, I just didn't have any feeling about it, right? I was just okay. So exactly like what you're saying, Bill, when you can't forgive someone, that problem runs in your system and you care. You do care about what they're doing or not doing or how they're living on the planet with the terrible thing they've done. But what cognitive movement does is gives you that ability to not be attached to whatever's going on. You don't have that terrible feeling that eats you alive inside anymore. You care less about what's happening on that side and more about what's happening in your life right now and what your mission is and what you can do and how you can take yourself farther, right? It just takes that completely out of the way.
Yeah, it does. And that's the nature, right, of, you know, somebody who's elevated their awareness, their what they call your consciousness, your understanding, you know, that's where everybody's trying to get to, is, you know, to feel better and not to be holding on and, you know, not to be offended, understanding the other person's point of view. These become easier when your brain is fully connected. You can look at things objectively versus subjectively.
And that's a really good point. Because, you know, when you're really, really, really attached to an outcome, when something really bothers you, you need it to change for you to feel better most of the time, right? That's how the setup goes. But what this gives you is that ability to see all the perspectives. And usually what you find is there's a perspective you just hadn't thought about. You just hadn't realized was even available because you're so stuck on that one outcome. And I think it's the biggest gift that our work gives is that ability to be like, oh gosh, there was one thing that I thought was happening here. And actually there's 39 things. And now I have all these choices, 38 more choices than I had before. Mm-hmm. And now you can move. Now you can choose. Now you can get beyond that one stuck place. It gives you that shift in perspective, which I think is probably the most valuable thing a person can have. Because how do you get out of a troubling spot unless you can see a new pathway out?
Right. Right. And it's basically pruning the unresourceful neurological connection and growing a more resourceful one, which happens automatically. So yeah. Anyway, it's written in the stars. It's written in the stars and you should use it. You know, this is, it'll make your life better.
Yeah, this was really fun because it really even showed us. So I think we're people who know who we really are. I mean, at least I do. That's why I've really never loved things like astrology readings, because first of all, I feel like it's trying to boss me. Second of all, most of the time it's like, well, here's who you are on a surface level. And I'm like, well, I already know that. What do you want me to do next, right? But I think that this unearthed some of the core traits that we have as humans, core traits that we came to the planet with or also developed, that play a deep role in what we're doing now. and they're, it shows that they're the right things, right? That you're on the right path. I think one of the big problems with personal growth, transformation, self-help, spirituality, consciousness is you're always seeking and you're never good enough. You're never there. And I think one of the things that we need to be focused on more is, what are we doing right? What did you already win at? You know, what are the things that create you as a human that are actually exactly right for what you need now? So I think that's really useful. I think that has been useful for me, and I think it's been useful for you as well.
Yeah, this whole thing's been very useful for me, in that there are things I kind of knew about myself, but to have it called out so very, very clearly, and you know, because we're basically doing, you know, trauma to transformation work, and we're doing it not at a fluff level. We're doing it where it's creating actual real transformation, not just a momentary a bump in somebody's mood. We're not there to boost somebody's mood for a moment.
Yeah, not for a moment, for a lifetime.
Although I will smile at you.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we are at the end of this episode. This has been fun. You know, if you have ChatGPT, ask it to do a Vedic reading. You need your date of birth and the time you were born, exact time. And if you have the latitude and longitude, that will be helpful. So with the place
or the city.
Yeah, the
city,
place you were born.
The place you were born, the hospital name, it'll work.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Don't take it too seriously, but it is a lot of fun, and it may help you find how you're already on mission, how you're on the path, how you're on the way there. And if not, you know, some ideas that might help you get closer. All right, everybody. Thanks for this fun episode, Bill, and everybody out there in UK Health Radio land. Until next time, be safe and be well. Okay. Hey, sure. Bill, I have to run. I will talk to you later. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.